Hi, my name is Katrina Law. I play Nyssa on Arrow, and you are listening to the worst comic podcast ever.
Hey everybody, this is John with the Worst Comic Podcast Ever, and I am joined here today in the WCPE recording cave with two young folks, and on my right is...
Jack, hello.
Jack, and on my left is...
Miranda.
That's right. And so we are here tonight, and we're going to be talking a little bit about... The three of the DC comic television shows, and so we'll specifically be talking about Flash, as well as Arrow and Supergirl. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. So why don't we start with, we'll start with the newest show first, Supergirl, okay? So, thinking of Supergirl for this year, what are your thoughts so far on the first about half season of Supergirl? Miranda, what do you think? What are your thoughts so far?
I thought it was really, really good. I mean, Melissa Benoist as Supergirl, she kicks some butt, major.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the people who have been cast. Also, Wynn, James Olsen, Cat Grants. Oh my gosh, she's awesome. Like, she reminds me of some of my friends. She's really, really mean,
right.
But she wants the best for her employees, and especially Kara.
Yeah, or who she calls Kiara, because she doesn't really know anyone's name.
Yeah.
Except for she knows James's name, but
yes.
he's kind of a big shot. All right, what are your thoughts on Supergirl so far, Jack?
I think the storyline's good. I think the Lois Lane... sister part, I think that was a little odd since like she traveled all the way and then left immediately after one episode. But I really like the DEO since it's like the secret agency that she has to work with. I like how her pod got knocked off course since that added to how we haven't seen her yet in any like comics really or anything. And I really like that they have a big feud with the other newspaper. I'm totally blanking right now.
Oh, with the Daily Planet.
Yeah, with the Daily Planet.
Right. Yeah, and the Lucy Lane storyline has come back around because she and James are getting an apartment together. So they've done that to, you know, obviously they're just trying to make Kara jealous. You know, that clearly seems to be one of the main things. And, you know, she wants... to be with James, but she can't be with James, and Wynn wants to be with her, but can't be with her. So there's sort of this unrequited love going around. He kind of has this thing with Lucy, but you kind of feel like in the back of his mind, he also kind of has this thing for Kara.
Yeah, I really think that it's going to end up with a duel between James and Wynn for Kara.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they both are good friends and they want the best for her as Supergirl, but I think it's going to end up as like a love triangle in the end.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. I think in some way James is kind of, I don't know, sometimes I feel like he's kind of leading Kara on a little bit. Like, he knows he's dating Lucy, but he kind of pays this attention to Kara. Like, he kind of wants to be her boyfriend, too. Like, you know, make a decision. You can't have it both ways. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But I've enjoyed it. I think Alex Danvers has been one of my favorite characters. Her sister.
Yeah.
I think she's really... really come on. In the beginning, she was very protective, but I think as we've gone on, I think I see her switching to be more supportive of Kara and wanting to help her out and encourage her and support her in being Supergirl. Probably one of the things I think is weird is how Kara keeps referring to her Earth parents as her adoptive parents, which I get, but I think in most cases, kids do that. I mean, when you've had the same parents for 10 years or whatever, I don't think this is my adoptive mom. This is my it's just, I don't hear people do that. I hear them just say, this is my mom and dad.
Yeah, I think people should just get that.
Plus, as part of her secret identity, I think would be easier just to say, it's my mom and dad.
And it's technically it's the truth because they are her parents, but they aren't her biological parents, they're just her adoptive parents, but it makes more sense to keep her identity secret.
And I know they want to remind us, but sometimes I feel like there was one episode where it was like eight times they said, it's my adoptive mom, it's my adoptive mom, it's my adoptive mom. It's like, we got it. Like, I can remember back to 3 minutes ago when you said it the first eight times. So I just thought that was a little bit overkill. How about some of the villains on this show? Are you excited about, you know, she's going to have this big Kryptonian showdown with her aunt?
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool if maybe her and Clark worked together to defeat all of them together and then sent them off Earth and sent them a message like, hey, Earth is protected by us. If you want to invade it, then you're going to have to go through us together or separate.
Yeah, it does seem weird. I mean, I get her working with the DEO against other aliens, but it seems like if there's multiple Kryptonians, that you'd call in Superman to help out with that. I mean, it's even if you didn't have powers, it's like you versus three other people who were all Kryptonians is going to be kind of rough.
I think it's true, and you would probably want to call Superman for that, but I think that she's not going to do that in the beginning, and she's going to have a fight with Astra and some other Kryptonians and just try to do it by herself, but then she's going to get... I think she's going to learn that she needs to... It's not... You just can't work alone.
I think she'll work with the folks at the DEO.
Yeah,
and she also has Hank Henshaw, who's Martian Manhunter, that was revealed that he is Jean Jeans. And I don't know yet what powers they're going to give him, because in the comic books, Jean Jeans is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful character. I mean, a lot of people say Superman, but Jean Jeans has super strength, super speed. He's got basically heat vision. He can turn invisible. He can turn intangible and go through things. He can change shape. And he, let's see, something else too. And he's telepathic and can read minds.
Well, that's kind of...
He's basically, like, got all the powers.
Yeah, he's basically got... If, like, you combine every single superhero's main power, then you basically have him.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So I'm curious to see what kind of power range they give him on the show and what he can do, but we'll see. We'll definitely see. I think they're going to put the Kryptonians back in the Phantom Zone. I think that's going to be the end thing. I think they'll send them back there. Because otherwise they could always fly back. You can say, well, you know, you can tell them, hey, we'll protect Earth. And like, okay, fine. But if they attacked Japan, you know, three Kryptonians could knock Japan into the ocean by the time you could even fly around there. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. But I think that's what's going to happen. There we got a cliffhanger because at the very end, Kara was kidnapped by the Kryptonians. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I could do without a little bit of the mooning over James Olsen. I get it. You like him. You know, be an adult. Move on with your life. You're not 16. Come on. Find somebody else.
Wynn. I'm like, he's nice.
I think Wynn loves her and even loved her when she was just Kara, when he didn't even know she was Supergirl. But I just don't think she's got it. I just don't think she's got a thing for him.
I'm like, he's a nice guy.
It's fine. You don't, just because somebody likes you, you don't have to be their girlfriend just because they like you. So, in my opinion, I'm saying that, right?
Yeah.
Somebody could like you, Miranda, and you don't. That doesn't mean you have to be their girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Jack's just holding his hands out. That doesn't work. We're on audio. You have to talk.
Well, okay. Well, I don't know. He seems like a nice guy, but I think Kara's like blinded by how much she likes James, that she doesn't notice how much attention he gives her and how much he cares about her.
That's very true.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't disagree with that aspect of it. But again, you know, she's got to pick who she wants and then go after it. And if James isn't available, then go find somebody else. But don't sit there and creep and wait. I wonder if he's going to break up with Lucy.
There are 10 million other guys in National City who would, like, die to date Supergirl. Supergirl.
Right. I also think it's going to be interesting to see. I think we early thought Hank Henshaw was going to be the bad guy. Now we're finding out he's not. But we've also got the other character, whose name I'm blanking on now, the super rich guy.
Maxwell Lord.
Maxwell Lord, who, thank you very much.
Set that trap for her to test her abilities.
Right. And so I think we know that he is definitely not a good guy.
Yeah, he's a bit creepy in some ways. And I mean, he's a genius, but he's kind of...
Well, isn't every genius a bit odd and...
No, he's even more odd than like most.
Well, think about Lex Luthor. He was a genius, and he was Superman's archenemy.
That's true.
And he was very rich.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're definitely not all geniuses are evil. It's not a prerequisite, but it is. It does seem to be common, and especially among evil people, they seem to have doctorates a lot. You get Dr. Doom and Dr. Light, and these people who are geniuses, and they get their doctorate in apparently evil. I don't know. It seems odd to me, but I do not want them to get Alex and Maxwell Lord together.
Oh
no!
No! Please don't.
Early when they were meeting, they were kind of flirting around, but she knows that Kara, that he said stuff to Kara now. He doesn't know that Alex knows that Kara told him that stuff because he doesn't know that she knows Supergirl. He thinks Alex works for the FBI.
Which, I mean, I think it's pretty smart that they have a...
Yeah, it's a good cover.
Yeah, it's very smart.
Yeah. All right, so I'm looking forward to the second half of the season of Supergirl.
Yeah, it's turned out really, really well so far with
Melissa. I can't wait to see what they do with Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Supergirl, all of the villains...
Yeah.
Red Tornado. Will Red Tornado make a second return?
That'd be awesome.
I would not be surprised.
That'd be really cool.
And maybe they'll have fixed him so that he's not like bad.
Crazy.
They do that a lot in the TV shows. They want villains, but sometimes they'll take a character who in the comic books was not a villain and they'll make him a villain for the show. Jem was like that. He was not a villain in the show. In Flash so far, we've had Adam Smasher, who was not a villain. He was a hero in the comic books.
I find that really interesting because, I mean, you turn a hero into a villain. I'm sure that pretty diehard, lifelong comic book fans would kind of find that interesting and would not like 100% like that.
Well, it's also interesting because it's not like you're hurting for villains. There are lots of villains. For every superhero, there are dozens of villains. So it's way easier to find villains than it is to find heroes.
Maybe they want to mix it up, though. I mean, it's up to the producers and the writers and the art directors and that stuff.
Yeah, and it may be just that they said, you know what, his power set is, or his costume is something that'll look good on screen. His power set is something we can duplicate really easily. And so it'll work.
Yeah.
But I was a little surprised. I liked on Supergirl, I've liked Livewire. I thought was a pretty cool villain.
Oh my gosh,
he was really cool.
She's scary awesome. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. There was the weird sort of bug alien dude. Yeah, he creeped me out.
Which one was that?
That was the one who kidnapped her sister, and that was when Henshaw stabbed Allura with the kryptonite knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Supergirl's good so far. You guys both give it a thumbs up?
Yes, double for sure.
Awesome. All right. Let's go to Arrow. And Miranda has not watched Arrow.
I don't watch every Arrow. I only watch the Arrow Flash crossovers.
Right. So what's your kind of wincing over there?
The mid-season finale with the Felicity getting shot up and then it showing the previews for the next episode in January where it shows her struggling for her life and then a gravesite and Oliver crying right after they just got engaged, which all the city shippers have been waiting for countless seasons.
You know, and it's interesting you mentioned that because so Miranda and I can't watch Arrow when it's on live because that's when we record the podcast. So I don't get to see it when it's on regular TV. So I watch it on Hulu. The bad thing about Hulu is you don't get to see the preview for the next episode. So I mean, I know obviously I have seen the end of the mid-season finale. You knew something bad was going
to
happen.
It was too good to be true.
Especially when you're watching a Hulu, because you can see exactly how much time there is left in the episode. So you're watching, and you're like, okay, they managed to escape this death trap, which is where I thought something was going to happen. Because they kind of led it all up to that. There's this gas chamber, and they're going to get poisoned and everything. But I knew they weren't going to kill, because Felicity and Diggle and...
Laurel. Was it Laurel?
No, it wasn't Laurel because she helped crack the glass. It was Thea. we're all in this gas chamber. I'm like, there's no way they're going to kill all three of them.
I mean, that would be a huge upset. I mean, right. I don't watch Arrow, but I know basically the yeah. characters. And that would everyone would revolt and be like, what the heck, people, if that happens.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, what we've got... What we've got there is, I knew they weren't going to kill him. So then they all escape. I'm like, oh, maybe that's going to be okay. But then he asks her to marry him. And then I'm looking, they're going to go over and they're going to get in this limo. I'm like, there's 3 minutes left. There's no way this ends well. Like, this is way too long for a happy ending. And then they're driving away and then, you know, they get blocked off and whatever. But I thought, I knew something dramatic was going to happen there. Plus, also, Team Arrow was also getting kind of big. There's a lot of people on Team Arrow, more so than on Team Flash.
Who all is on it?
Well, you've got Oliver, you've got Diggle, you've got Laurel, you've got Thea. You've got Laurel's dad, who sometimes helps out. He's the police chief. And then Malcolm Merlyn sometimes is on there. He shows up all the time. And then Felicity, between all of that, and then Felicity's mom's been hanging around too. So between all of that, it's a lot of people. And, you know, it's also interesting, I think, that Arrow, when he goes out as a part of a team. He has all these other people that go out with him.
But can help him.
Right. But Flash, while Flash has his team, they're really support. Like, they don't go out with him. Cisco doesn't put on a costume and fight. You know, Caitlin hasn't learned how to do judo or anything, and so she's gonna do that. So I find it interesting that in Arrow he has all these people. Here's my thing. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me ask you this. Jack, what do you really like about Arrow?
Well, it started out as, like, pure action, but now it's gotten more drama. I really like the action part. Now I'm kind of losing it because of so much drama and family issues and sons and daughters not knowing of dead people coming back to life. And
yeah, this is turning into a middle school soap opera.
Yeah, it is some of that. I agree. And I think that when they part of the thing is they all keep secrets from each other. Then when they find out the secret, they're mad at each other. I'll tell you, like Thea. Thea's always mad at somebody. Oliver lied to me, so I'll go to Malcolm Merlyn because he's going to tell me the truth. Then, oh, he lied to me. I'll go back to Oliver because he told me, this person lied to me. Now I'm mad at that person. And Laurel and her dad, how many times have Laurel and her dad broken up and gotten together? I mean, just 17. Like at least.
See, that's why The Flash is so great for like families watching it, is because it's so family oriented, in that if like Iris and her dad have like they keep secrets, then they'll tell each other, and then the other person should be like, oh, it's fine.
Right. Well, I think they might be upset, but it's not like I'm upset, so we're not going to ever hang out together again. I hate you forever, which doesn't even mean forever anyway. But they'll, you know what? They talk, they hug it out. They say, you know what? I understand that was hard for you. I appreciate that you didn't want to hurt me, and so that's why you keep that a secret. I thought that's always, to me, really, really cool. And in Flash, I feel like they do that much more often than they do in Arrow. My other thing with Arrow is I do feel like Laurel. Here's my thing about Laurel. Laurel went to a guy who's a boxer and got some training. And like it seems like in 3 weeks of training at a gym, she was all of a sudden like a ninja. And I'm like, how did she learn how to fight that well that fast? I mean, Oliver trained for years. Laurel's sister trained for years. Thea was trained by the League of Shadows and had all this stuff from Malcolm Merlyn, who's like this, I mean, one of the best fighters in the world. So I get those things. Diggle was ex-military. All these other people. It seemed like Laurel just, you know, picked it up. Now, I will say the Canary Cry is pretty cool.
Oh, my parents don't like it, but I think it's actually really cool. Since the original power, she didn't have, like, the necklace. It was actually, like, vocal.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the original Black Canary had... That was an ability that she had, was the Canary Cry. But I thought that was a cool little thing. Cisco whipped that up for, you know. Cisco, you gotta love Cisco.
Yeah.
Supervillain names.
So I'm really interested to see where things go with the second half of the season of Arrow. I'm glad that we're past the Legends of Tomorrow two-part episode, as amazing as it was, I felt like a lot of the time in the first half of the Arrow season has been dedicated to setting up Legends of Tomorrow.
Which can necessarily be a good thing.
Oh, it could. It can. But we spent a lot of time on White Canary, who's going to be White Canary. We spent a lot of time with Hawkgirl and Hawkman. I actually wish in Legends Tomorrow, I wish it was only going to be Hawkgirl. I'm not a big Hawkman fan.
Hawkman's okay. She's better.
Right.
She, beat the guy pretty much by herself. He was just there for sort of support.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I like Hawkgirl alone better than I like with Hawkman. So we'll see where that goes. Plus, I thought she was cute with Cisco, but...
Yeah, I'm sad that broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that whole thing was cool, but I thought they spent a lot of time with that Flash. We got some too with the Firestorm set up, but I thought the Firestorm episodes really worked as a part of Flash.
Yes.
Because he still helped out around and
right.
Worked with mm-hmm. them.
Right.
It's not like they just devoted time to him. He also gave back to them.
Right.
Yeah, and Martin Stein's really good at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a physicist or whatever. I mean,
yeah,
he's smart.
It made sense. So let's shift over maybe to Flash then. You know, Arrow is in its fourth season, so there's been a lot of time for all these characters to be around. Flash, we're just in season two, but I feel like the core characters we've really gotten a very, very good chance to know. We also had sort of one villain in season one, even though we had other little villains. The main focus of season one was Zoom, or a Reverse Flash. So, what'd you guys think of Reverse Flash as a villain for season one? Is that focus?
He was good, but I wish he wasn't all twitchy with his speedster powers, and it was actually a big drawn out battle, and not as oh, I'm gonna escape, and you're gonna watch, and then I'm gonna confess that I killed your mother, your father's gonna leave you after waiting and trying for years to get you out of prison, I'm just gonna go and leave you by yourself.
I mean, I get the confession part, because Harrison Wells knew that Barry really, really, really wanted this to happen, and he really wanted to get his dad out of prison, but I really didn't get the part where his dad's just hey, I'm gonna go, I can't stay here because I was in prison, bye.
Yeah, and then you find out he's been camping. I get it. I mean, to some degree, that makes sense. You've been locked up in prison. Now you want to be in the outdoors. But it just seems like you've missed your dad. Now, I get it from a show point of view. From a show point of view, every time one of those characters is on the show, they have to pay them. And you also get this complicated relationship in that Barry has all these different father figures. He has his dad. He has Joe. In some ways, he has Jay, who's not exactly a father figure, but somebody who knows about the Flash powers more than Barry does and is teaching him. Mm-hmm. And even in some ways, Harrison Wells and Dr. Stein, in some ways, all those guys are kind of this older person who knows more about science and can talk to him about all these things. But so I get it. You had to clear some of those out. Stein's gone. Jay's mostly gone. We only seen him a couple of times recently. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of somebody who'd come in, do a quick super speed, get out. That was kind of a thing. Now we've seen him a little bit more. Jaitlin.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So Jay and Caitlin.
I mean, Ronnie died. So technically she's kind of a widow now, which.
Well. Did he die, or did he get trapped
in another Earth? Technically,
so well, we don't know that on show on the show for sure, but I think that is true.
Yeah, and he's living somewhere else.
Robbie Amell, who plays Fire, who was the original Ronnie, he's been showing some pictures online showing the Firestorm uniform and saying and implying that he's back. So my guess is that in the second half of the season, we're going to see Ronnie reappear.
Love triangle.
Now you've got Ronnie back and then Caitlin and what's up with Jay, and he's going to be the odd man out there.
Just like Supergirl, I mean. Again, because love triangle between
her
Kara,
and James and Wynn. Yep. Yeah.
And then this love triangle for Caitlin.
Yeah. So question for you about the Flash too. Now, I really like Zoom. I think he's super creepy. But the episode where he and Barry had their showdown, and he basically dragged Barry around town and held him up to show everybody.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
This is your hero? Yeah, I just took that dude out.
That was Zoom.
Zoom.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Zoom.
Yeah. So let's talk real quick about Zoom. What are your theories on who Zoom is? Miranda, do you have a theory?
Not really, but I already have a huge feeling that it's somebody we already know, and they would probably not do it to us, have Zoom on there, if it's not someone we already know. I mean, could be anyone that we already know, except it's not Jay or Harrison Wells.
Right. It's not the Earth 2 Jay. It's not Earth 2 Harrison Wells. We know that for sure. What's your... Jack, you have some theories, I think. You
All right.
an idea
well,
what you think.
Well, this is kind of an odd theory, but I think it's Earth 2 Barry that wants to take... Since he knows that him and Barry are the two fastest men alive, he wants to take Barry's powers so that he can grow faster, and that now he's the fastest and no one else can rival his speed.
Well, there could be other Earth Barrys or any other characters who have super speed.
What if it's other Earth Caitlin?
That would be weird. I mean, like, he has the face mask and he talks weird, like...
Well,
you know,
yeah, but they do that with their
I think other Earth Caitlin is going to be Killer Frost.
Mm, very
yeah,
true.
Probably.
So,
because remember when Barry is traveling in time in season one, he saw Killer Frost in his like right in his peripheral
in the season finale.
Yes.
Yeah, when he went back to try and save his mom, and so that's my guess. We'll see. Now they've also said there's 52 different Earths. So
52.
Right. So there's plenty of other Earths that we can possibly explore. We'll see. But I think Zoom's been really good. My theory was, and I didn't put this together at the time, was there was a moment where Joe is talking to Iris and he talks about always wanting to have had a son, his own son, which was obviously a tease for now Wally West, who we find out is his son.
Yeah, his and Francine's.
But that was my theory for a little bit, was that Earth 2 Flash was going to be Joe's son in the other world. That the Joe 2, the Earth 2 Joe, had a son, and that son instead became Flash, whereas his son on this Earth, Barry, became Flash.
Well, he already has two quote-unquote sons. His biological son, who we now know is Wally
Right, but he
West.
Didn't know about him at
yeah.
the time. Right.
Which is Kid Flash.
Yes.
Right. So we're all expecting that Wally is going to become Kid Flash.
I
don't know if they'll call him Kid Flash. I'm curious to know what they'll call him, because it's not like he's 13 or 15 or something. He looks like 20 to me, or 20 something like
that.
Yeah, he's still younger
than
Barry, but he's definitely... I liked how Robin in like Young Justice and Teen Titans would call him KF.
Right.
For short, and I always thought that was pretty cool, and I can't wait to see how he gets his speed, because he hasn't really like shown us, does he have speed yet, does he not?
And my guess is that he doesn't have speed at this time. In the original comic, Kid Flash was visiting Barry in his crime lab, and the same thing happened to him that happened to Barry. Lightning comes in and hits all the chemicals and stuff. Now, there's a whole thing in this other comic called Crisis of Infinite Earths where Barry's racing to save the universe, and basically these energies start throwing him backwards in time. And as he goes further back, he becomes energy, and he actually becomes the lightning bolt that hits his own lab and creates the Flash in the first place.
So he's basically creating himself.
Right.
That's interesting.
So it makes like a time loop thing.
What about the particle accelerator? So was the lightning really...
There was no particle accelerator thing in the comic book. All these villains weren't created by the comic particle accelerator. They were all created in different times in different ways. So, but it works for the show. Now, who have been your favorite Flash villains besides the main two, besides Reverse Flash and Zoom? Who have been your favorite villains so far? What do you think, Jack? Can you how about a couple?
I really liked Grodd. Grodd was funny because he's kind of like creepy and
I love Grodd.
And he like speaks in their heads sometimes. And
Grodd's
then,
intense.
Yeah.
Like it's hardcore. When the two episodes with Grodd have been really, really good. I mean, he was a visible threat and strong and intimidating. And when the first part within the sewers and everything, oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I also liked Vandal Savage in the two-parters with Arrow and Flash, because he was like creepy with all the knives in his coat.
When he gets off that boat
Yeah.
And he does the whole trick with all of a sudden, oh, it's like, what are you, Houdini? It's like, yeah, I taught Houdini. I thought that was really, really cool. I thought they did a great job making him a guy who's not flying or anything, but is a was a serious threat. I thought he was cool.
I can't wait to see him on Legends of Tomorrow, because it looks like Damian Dark from Arrow is going to somehow revive him. Can't use the Lazarus Pit, but...
It wasn't Damian Dark who scooped him up.
Oh, no, that's what you said.
It was Malcolm Merlyn who scooped him up. So there's the ashes of Vandal Savage, and it's Malcolm Merlyn who scoops him up.
Oh, you didn't say it. You said this.
When we talked about it?
Yeah, Thea's dad.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, yeah, it's Thea's dad who did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Malcolm Merlyn is Thea's dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Damian Dark has no relationship to any of the other characters familial-wise. But now, we just found out that he does have a family, and I think if Felicity dies... that Oliver is going to be torn, because I think he's going to want to hurt Dark, and I think the easiest way to hurt Dark is to hurt his family, and Oliver's going to have to decide, is that the kind of person that I am? Am I the kind of person who would get revenge on a guy by taking out his family? I don't think so. I'm also curious to see how much in Arrow we see Oliver's son. So it's been revealed that Oliver has a son. He's trying to keep that he won't have to worry about keeping that a secret from Felicity.
If she's dead.
I mean, she might die, but I don't think people would really like it.
But they wouldn't kill her that early, because back at the beginning of season one, they put something and it showed Oliver at the grave crying, and then said back to 7 months earlier. And if you think about it, it hasn't really been 7 months since it was like fall time there, and now it was like Christmas time since Damian Dark was putting up like this star on the top of the tree. So I don't really think it's been the 7 months, so they might have screwed up, or it could be like someone else in the show.
Well, and she could linger for a couple of months.
Well, they showed her in like critical condition and like them having to pump oxygen into her lungs and doing CPR, so she seemed in pretty dire straits.
That sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, I
will agree. That does sound pretty bad. Miranda, how about you for some Flash villains? Get some favorites.
Well, I did like Grodd a lot. He was pretty awesome. But I really liked Dr. Light because I like how she was a girl, because there really haven't been very many girl villains. I mean, there's maybe even one or two. But she had some pretty awesome powers. I mean, you can basically blind people.
Yeah, she had all kinds of powers. The blinding and just being able to like shoot lasers and then turn invisible.
I mean, that's mean, but it's actually kind of awesome.
Yeah, and she's still loose. I mean, they haven't tracked her down. Because Linda pretended to be her, but she's gone. No, I thought Dr. Light was pretty cool. Captain Cold has obviously been a big favorite.
Yeah.
He's a recurring character. A lot of people really like him.
And Golden
Glider.
Yeah. See, I call her Golden Girl because it just makes more sense.
Golden Girl was funny because there was a show called Golden Girls and it was these four old ladies.
you can't sit with us.
You see Flash fighting some old lady.
That'd be bad. She has like the golden gun and she's like holding him up, like sticking up a bank.
She's got that in one hand and a cane in the other hand.
Golden depends.
Oh, boy.
Or the cane is the gun and she lifts it up.
I mean, like, it sounds like something under that.
And then we also saw King Shark.
Oh, my gosh. She's awesome.
We only got Flash of him, but it was actually pretty cool.
But it was only for a short time. I wish they had, like, an actual duel. But it was so... His, like, animation or whatever they use, CGI, was really cool.
Oh, yeah. They kicked some butt when they did him.
I thought the way that they did that whole thing with Grodd, because on the face of it, you say, okay, we're going to have a telepathic, super strong, mutated gorilla as the bad guy. And I think it would be so easy to think, oh, this is going to be awful and cheesy. And they did it so well. And the same thing. Okay, we're going to have a giant mutated shark dude. That's going to work great. And then you see him like, oh my gosh, that was so good.
Those are really hard to pull off. Because, I mean, if you just say, hey, let's have us a telepathic gorilla. I mean, like, if you say that to anyone describing Grodd, people would just be like, that's really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So I thought that they did those really, really well. But I thought all in all, I've enjoyed. I think the Flash of the three those three shows, Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, I think Flash is my favorite. They're all good, but I think Flash is the one that I consistently love the most. Now I will say one thing: how many people know that Barry Allen is the Flash?
Too many.
a ton.
Yeah.
Like, they're not keeping it secret enough. Cisco's like, oh, hey, Barry, when he saves him. I'm like, Cisco, come on. That fits Cisco, but, like, you couldn't keep it more. Like, how many people do know? I think it's about, okay, like, 20 now.
It's, yeah, basically, oh, it's got to be at least that. At so, you've got Joe, you've got Iris, you've got Caitlin, you've got Cisco, you've got Harrison Wells from two different Earths, you've got Eddie found out that he was Flash, Linda knows he's Flash, Hawkman, Hawk Girl know he's Flash, Arrow, Felicity, Diggle, I mean, Laurel, Thea, all those people, Malcolm Merlyn, the whole League of Shadows all saw him without his mask on.
This is kind of like you're yelling the name Barry Allen is the Flash from his, rooftops.
His dad knows, Captain Cold knows that he's Barry. Yeah. I mean, it is too many people. Oh, Jay Garrick knows he's Barry. I mean, it's just crazy when you start going through everybody who knows who he is.
I think that they need to kind of... I think that that should be an issue in an upcoming show. Some people finding out that he's Flash and starting to fan page or whatever.
I'll tell you what's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem when Patty finds out. Because here's the thing.
Dang.
Patty is awesome. Let me just say that I have...
She's hilarious.
I have loved her as a partner for Barry since the moment we saw her.
Oh my gosh. They're
perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And except so, I still kind of like Iris and Barry, but she's
I do that anymore. Potential. I get it. And who knows what's going to happen in the future. But I like that he can now be around Iris without mooning over her.
Yeah, like in Supergirl.
It's not as
they're
much.
They're still kind of awkward around each other.
But yeah. I think it's a lot better than it was. Because the whole first season, every time she would talk, he'd be like, and Iris is here. Oh my gosh, where did I leave my shirt? So it was just like too much. Like you've grown up around her. Like I know you've got a crush on her, but what did you do for the last 10 years that every time she was around just start sweating? So I was I'm glad that he clearly cares about and is invested in Patty. They clearly care about each other a lot. Here's the thing, though. When your ex-girlfriend, Linda Park, knows that you're the Flash, and your current girlfriend doesn't know you're the Flash...
Yeah, that's going to be a huge problem.
Because, man, if your girlfriend's... Well, who knows?
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Well, even, the person you used to date knows... Yeah, that's too many people that know he's the Flash. I couldn't believe when they went to the Arrow thing. It's like you just showed up. Like, you don't even know these people. And you're just taking your mask off. And then all of a sudden, all these other people. And a lot of times, he'll be in a fight. And then after the fight, and he's out in public. He takes the mask off. Because he's got to remind, oh, hey, I'm Grant Gustin. We know you're Grant Gustin. We got it. But taking off the mask when you're out in public for a fight, you can't just... That's just crazy.
I mean, I know that you're taking a break, and your head's probably really sweaty because it's like... It's stuck in the suit, and you're tired and stuff. And it's usually dark also in all the fight scenes. But you're probably going to have at least 5 people who notice that you're the Flash.
Yep. Oh, and all 3 parts of Firestorm also know he's the Flash.
Yes.
So there's that too.
All 3. Not 2. 3.
Yeah, 3. All 3 parts. So... And I do, Firestorm, I think, has been a great character. I love the way they did his powers on there. It'll be interesting. Okay, yeah. So we've talked about who we think Zoom is. What do you think is going to happen at the end? I have a theory about what's going to happen sort of with Zoom. I've talked, Miranda, a little bit, and Jack, a little bit with you about what I think is going to happen with Zoom at the end. Any hunches for you guys with what's going to go on with Zoom?
It's probably going to be a huge battle.
Yeah.
The outcome's going to be impossible to tell, but something's going to happen. Barry's probably going to win since it's like a whole superhero show.
This is the second season.
Right.
This is only the second season. People have really liked it, I think, and they've been getting really, really good reviews for this show. So if they kill off Barry, then this show is going to be over.
I mean, here's the thing. They could kill off Barry and have Wally become the new Flash. That's what happened in the comics.
Or go back in time and save him.
Or that, too. That was that was really cool the way they did that in the Legends
the
two-parter. with where
well, it's always him. They screw up. He goes back and saves them and fixes it.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically has the power to control what happens to. He could go back into any fight and win it if he wanted to.
But I like that he's reluctant to do that.
Yeah.
That he knows that going back in time is not necessarily a solution to everything because it has unintended weird consequences that you don't know. Mm. Although the first time he did it, it was like the unintended consequence was instead of Iris caring about him, she didn't. But he saved Cisco's life. I think if you said, would you give up a potential romance with Iris to save Cisco, he would.
Yeah.
Let me also just say, Cisco's my favorite character on The Flash.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I mean, even him just teasing Jay and
Caitlin.
And Caitlin for their awkward. Yeah, they finally kiss. Like, finally, sheesh.
He's like, that took way too long to happen.
See, I think Cisco's like one of us. Like, he wants everything to happen. Because he made them like superhero names, supervillain names, Captain Cold, and all these other names for them. And he's like, hey, I make the names around here. That was probably my favorite part when Felicity tried to name one of them and he got defensive.
But there was a couple others where somebody else has come up with a name and he's like, oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. I like that. Well done. But I think he's the part, kind of the glue, I think, that holds the whole show together. He's the one. Every time he's on screen, you know something funny is going to happen, and he's going to make it really, really great. So,
no matter what the situation, Cisco's going to lighten it up somehow.
And I also feel like they haven't overdone the vibe thing. I was afraid that every episode, that was going to be the thing that was going to happen. He was going to vibe on somebody every single episode, and that was just going to be over and over again.
Yeah.
And that would be if it was the Cisco Ramon show. If the show was Vibe, then okay, I get it.
Welcome to the Vibe.
Yeah.
That'd be a good show, though.
I still don't really like the name. It's kind of iffy on me. I don't know
Vibe.
Why.
Yeah. Well, part of it is because they've applied the original Vibe in comics didn't have that power at all. His power was to cause vibrations.
That's
so
weird.
He could cause things to shake. You know, he could hit their resonant frequency and cause them to shake and vibrate and break apart, or shake a person even. But it wasn't getting vibes about what was happening. So,
I mean, I get that. Yeah. I like the power to be able to tell who the villain is or tell who Hot Girl is. I liked that.
Yeah, I think they've used it well. Like, he doesn't, like, you can't have him go up and go to the villain and just touch him every single episode. Oh, I'll tell you who they are. But it's an occasional thing that happens. In that case, I think it's good.
Yeah, sometimes he's just, it's like maybe the last time it happened was two or three episodes ago.
Well, I think what's going to happen with Zoom is that, you know, he's trying to steal other speedsters' speed. He wants to steal Barry's speed. In fact, he wants Harrison Wells to make Barry faster so he can steal even more speed. And I think he knows he's way faster than Barry is right now. I think somehow at the end, they're going to do a thing where they're going to actually steal Zoom's speed. And I think that Jay is going to get, that's his feedback. I think that could be the way that Wally becomes Kid Flash. And I think there's the potential that Harrison Wells' daughter, who will also be there, could become a speedster.
Jesse Quick.
That was Harrison Wells' nickname for her. But I think Jesse Quick was a speedster in the comics. And I think she's going to get powers. Or maybe she gets powers and Jay sort of becomes her mentor. Even like if he doesn't get his powers back.
Like
their training uncle.
He could take Jesse back. You know, he could go back to Earth 2 and he can mentor Jesse into being their Earths. Maybe they call her Jesse Quick. Maybe they call her Flash. Maybe she's just Flash and you don't need to call her something like She Flash or
That'd
Lady
be,
Flash.
That's an
just
awful
call her
name.
Flash.
Female Flash.
Yeah. She Flash.
She's flying back.
She's a speedy, flashy girl. I'm enjoying all three of these shows very much. Can't wait to see the second half of the seasons. Of them, I think Arrow left us the biggest of those. I think Supergirl, though, left off with a pretty good cliffhanger there with her being captured.
Yeah.
And Flash really wasn't a big cliffhanger. It was kind of an emotional thing. Oh, my gosh, here's his son. But it wasn't like they told us that he had a son earlier in the season, and then she had already revealed to Joe that he had a son earlier that episode. So it wasn't like it was a total bolt out of the blue when he shows up. I think it would be interesting if they hadn't given us any hint of that. And then he shows up and he's Wally West and he's the son.
I really, really like how they ended it, because Flash is a bit more, to me at least, of a family-oriented show versus Arrow. Because, I mean, families get mad at each other, they make it up like actual families in real life do.
So, plus, in Arrow, they shoot a lot more people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With between bullets and arrows, there's a lot of people who get shot. In Flash, not as many people die.
Yes. It's Flash. More like they get sent off somewhere, they get captured.
And then they, I mean, like, die, and Barry saves them by going back in time.
There's that.
That's happened.
In Arrow, times. They die, and then they put them in the Lazarus Pit, and they come back.
Well, yeah, but now the Lazarus Pit is ruined because of Nyssa.
Good Nyssa. I like Nyssa.
Nyssa's funny.
Where did she go? To meet Nyssa?
She needs to come back.
She's been on it. So Katrina Law has been on another show. So I so want, she said that she was going to be back. And it was funny because when I interviewed her, we talked about how she couldn't tell me what Nyssa was going to be doing in season four. But she told me that she was going to be in season four. And we were joking because she had this relationship with Laurel's sister.
Yeah.
And
she's kind of mysterious.
Right. And now we know that Laurel's sister has now come back. And we were like, so do you think she'll call Nyssa and Nanda Parbat and say, hey, just let you know, sweetie, I'm back alive.
I'm back kicking.
I don't know if they have phone service. Well, they do have phone service.
Come
in Nanda
find
Parbat.
Me.
Nanda Parbat sounds like this super secret hidden away, like Tibetan mountain place.
They have like private jets, and they just appear randomly in the Arrow Cave, which I think they should call the Quiver. Because Harley Quinn calls it that. They just like appear out of the darkness. And I'm like, how did you already know to come? Like, do you have like teleporters?
Yeah.
Is this something you're not telling us about?
Maybe it's like a portal like in The Flash.
But where is Nanda? I mean, if you can fly there in a jet in a couple hours, Nanda Parbat, I mean, it sounds like it's someplace in like the Himalayas or something. But it must be in like Utah or something, like, I don't know.
It's
Colorado. Like it seems like a weird place to put Nanda Parbat, because it seems like it's supposed to be in Asia or something, but
sounds like it is in Asia.
Right, exactly. It seems to me. But they get great cell service there. Whenever any of the Arrow people go visit, they just pull out their cell phone and they can talk to people.
That's
like,
weird.
What are
maybe
you
they have satellite phones since like Felicity runs a multi-billion-dollar company.
I get it, but they're inside like a cave in the they're down in the dungeon.
It is kind of futuristic, and it's Felicity. You never know what she can't do.
Oh, yeah. She can do any... Right.
Felicity and Cisco could have rigged that up together.
I guess
that
so.
Those two would have been awesome, like, tag team together.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite thing is when they're in the Arrow Cave Quiver, and Cisco, like, goes to work on the computer,
mm-hmm.
and Felicity's like, no.
Yeah.
My computers.
Yeah.
You stay out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. It does seem... I don't know who they... It's funny that everybody else comes in and Felicity's like, oh, I had this all set up. But who built it? I mean, she didn't build the walls and the special retracting lockers that have their costumes in them. And even when – it was funny when Flash went to visit.
They had one. I thought that was good though, because they're like, we accept you as one of
– We have a spare one of your costumes right here.
Yeah. It's a christening moment for you.
I didn't know. Maybe he took off his own costume and said, hey, do you guys have an extra mannequin laying around that I could go ahead and put my costume
on? Got
one
in the back room.
Or maybe they have like extra. What I was thinking is they have extra built-in lockers for other people. And like
that,
they
like, slide out of the wall.
Yeah,
like hello, it could be like, we need another locker.
Yeah, see?
One flies out of the wall.
I just figure all the IT guys had to come set all those computers up, and they had to have carpenters and electricians and plumbers and all these people. I mean, here's our secret base, but I did have like 87. I did have like 87 dudes come in here and build this. So just to let you know.
Well, it wouldn't be a secret.
Maybe Palmer
they...
built it like super tiny and then grew it.
It was a model.
And then he just.
I do like Ray Palmer a lot. I think he's a funny character. I think that Michael, her assistant, Felicity's assistant, Michael, I can't remember. He in the comics, he is a character called Mr. Terrific. We'll see if that develops. But I I've enjoyed it. So looking forward to Legends of Tomorrow. That it's not just a mid-season fill-in show. That it's not just going to come on because there's some like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has the show Agent Carter that's like a fill-in show while Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on break. That show fills in. But Legends of Tomorrow is going to be 16 episodes. So that's a – I mean that's basically like a whole season almost. So pretty darn close.
Yeah.
But how are they going to like travel back in time? Are they going to use like – the wormholes in Flash, or are they going to use speed?
Rip Hunter's got a time machine.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if it's like the TARDIS in some ways.
It is like that.
It's
very much like it.
So it's basically the TARDIS, except it's different.
Well, and the guy who plays Rip Hunter was a character on...
Rory Williams.
Yeah, he was a character on Doctor Who.
That. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what if it's like actually him? Because he was known as the Fallen Centurion, and he would always come back to life.
Maybe one of the 52 other worlds is the Doctor Who universe, and he's come through a wormhole.
That'd be so cool.
Like in the show Sherlock, instead of in their universe, instead of the books being written, it's an actual person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And so it is kind of funny, although the character of Rip Hunter actually existed before the character of Doctor Who. So
that's ironic.
While people say he's a ripoff of Doctor Who, he predates Doctor Who. Just like Ant-Man, people say, oh, the Atom who can shrink is a ripoff of Ant-Man, but the character Atom predates the character of Ant-Man.
So you could say, ironically, it could be based off of the other end.
Correct. Now, the thing about Adam in the comics is he can shrink. He doesn't have the armor. So, to me, the Adam they do on the show is he's an Iron Man ripoff, the way they're doing
sort
it.
Sort of.
I mean, he's a...
Billionaire
playboy, right, who invents armor and has his own tech company and all this stuff. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. So... All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for sitting down and talking to me about the show. Hopefully, we can do this maybe again when the season's getting ready to wrap up. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Perfect. All right. For the Worst Comic Podcast Ever, this is John. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And if you want to check out our regular show, you can find us on iTunes as well as looking at our Facebook page, Worst Comic Podcast Ever. We also... or our website, worstcomicpodcastever.com, or our Facebook page. You can find us, Worst Comic Podcast Ever. And I think we're actually, when the day this comes out is the last day to enter our contest. We're giving away a free BB-8 droid that you can control. It's like an app-controlled droid. All you have to do to be entered is like our Facebook page and share our post about the contest. And if you do that, you are entered for a chance to win. All right. For Miranda and Jack and the everybody of the Worst Comic Podcast Ever, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Bye.